welcome back to Jazz at South High. I'm Emerson Hunton. I'm the drummer.
I'm Sam. I'm the bass player.
I'm Ella. I play alto.
I'm Anders. I play guitar.
I'm Joe. I play trumpet.
And we're the South High Jazz Combo.
Yes, we're part of a binding contract that stipulates we say things in unison once an episode.
So that's our one time. And what are we about to listen to?
Let me see. This song is called Chick on the Grill. I actually don't know a whole lot about it. I wasn't in the band at the time.
This was from the 2009 jazz season.
we're calling them seasons? It sounds so professional.
Year.
Right.
That's better.
And it was... Anders and I were freshmen in the band, and Ella was a sophomore. And I don't believe Emerson and Sam were in the band at that point.
Yeah, we replaced some graduating seniors. This is like a real good band.
But it's good with you guys, too.
Aw, thanks, Anders.
It's only slightly worse.
All right, Joe, you're done talking. So let's see how this goes. Hopefully you enjoy it. Chick on the Grill. Thank you. Ryan back on Jazz 88. This is Jazz at South High. What'd you guys think about that one?
You just heard Chick on the Grill, which is like a super sweet Latin song.
Chick on the Grill. I don't know why they named it that. It's a silly name. Not a silly song, though.
I eventually came to the conclusion that Chick meant chicken.
I think we all arrived at that conclusion, in fact.
Probably a lot quicker than I did.
That was so much fun to play. Like, I don't know, that was the song that I picked to play here, and I feel like, well, okay, for me, that was a soprano saxophone at the beginning, and that was really exciting for me, because I was like, hey, I get to play a whole new instrument. But yeah, it was just like a fun song to play.
And that was like one of your first years playing jazz at all, right? So how did that kind of inspire you?
It was good. It kind of scared me a little more than it inspired me. Freshman year, I was in the band, and there wasn't a jazz 2, so Carter just kind of threw me in jazz 1, and it was like me and a bunch of really like intimidating upperclassmen. So by sophomore year, it was like really fun to be able to play with like a few more people who were like my age and didn't glare at me. One of the tenor players was also a wrestler and just kind of gave me dirty looks through just, the like, entire.
Terrifying.
Yeah. So.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but thankfully you're still in the band. Anyways, next up is I Wish I Knew, recorded by the South High Jazz Combo. Jazz at South High. That was I Wish I Knew How It Feels to Be Free.
I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. Come on, Emerson.
You're bad indeed.
Yeah. That's a great song. It's one of the first jazz songs I played, and I brought it to the combo, and it's like a lot different from other songs we play. It's like gospel.
It's like really straight ahead, which is really fun.
That's why I like it. Like I spent most of my time before high school playing like rock and blues guitar, and then I got to jazz and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. But then I also said, then I also sort of missed playing that simpler stuff. So that song was like a good way for me to bridge the two styles, I think, if that makes any sort of sense.
It does.
Good.
And it has super easy chord changes, so you can just like mess around and it still sounds good.
If we had more time and had a more avant-garde audience, we could just play like a 40-minute version, long version of that song.
That'd be tight.
Okay then, maybe not for this jazz though. Anyways, our next song, let me see, we're going to be playing for you Tiger of San Pedro, which Ooh. I believe is recorded by the South High Jazz Band.
That was the 2010 year, it was the South Big Band.
Yeah. Should be fun.
Yeah, I picked this song. It's like pretty sweet. It has pretty high energy and the solos are nice. It's got like a good Latin groove.
Sweet, and I hope you enjoy it. This is on Jazz at South High. We'll be right back. Back on Jazz 88, that was Tiger of San Pedro.
And we played a difficult song earlier in the show, Joy Spring by Clifford Brown. I'd say that's the second most difficult song tonight.
Yeah.
And I think the recording might have sounded a little bit like that, with no disrespect to the horn players. Mm-hmm. Love you all.
No, for sure. That was my first year as first trumpet in the jazz band, and I was like playing a trumpet that like was not well suited to playing high or like sounding good at all. So that was definitely difficult.
I played flute on that recording, and when I first got it, I was like, tight, flute, like this will sound really cool. And in the middle of the concert, we like started, I think, a little bit faster than we usually played it or something like that.
It definitely
and so then
sped
it was like,
up too.
Tight, flute, nobody will hear me when I mess
yeah,
up.
I didn't know you were playing flute.
No, I didn't hear any flute on there.
See, sorry, that's Ella. What I was going for.
Let me see. Coming up next is a song called Cruisin' for a Bluesin'.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Cruisin' for a Bluesin'.
All right.
Someone's cruising for a Bluesin'.
For a Bluesin'. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Thank you.
Hopefully you enjoyed that. It's really a fun song to play.
Yeah, I didn't really like that song that much until last year. We had a really intense clinic with trumpeter Urban Mayfield for like 3 hours on that song, and I was just like, I got this totally newfound respect for that song.
At the end of it, we were all sitting here and we were drumming along, air drumming, and we were all hitting those hits, and it was like, wow, this is really cool. Sounded good.
That's a really fun song.
Joe mentioned working with Urban Mayfield, and when we worked with him on this song, he had us do this thing that he does with his band where he like makes a trailer.
The trailer.
For the song. So like if it was in a movie, what would the movie trailer be for the movie? And so we like talked through like every measure and every like entrance and every line and stuff, like what's going on here. And so we had this like
the
crazy
whole storyline
story.
Was based on people going to a party and then they left a party and went to another party
and then the saxes were in the VIP line and then the drummer was passed out in the back seat.
Sounds like no that good.
And that really helps just get everyone on the same page
for sure,
expressively, because so they're all interpreting the music the same way, because you can take it like many different ways in jazz, especially.
Yeah. It sounds goofy, and it is, but it totally is like what Sam said, expressively.
Actually makes a lot of sense, because I mean, when you can interpret things so many different ways, you have to really do it the same way, or else it doesn't feel coordinated. So we should probably say something about our sponsor again. Just kidding. We should thank Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, money's great. Thank you. More money's always appreciated.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to cough up a little bit more, I mean, it's up to you. But
wait a minute.
yeah, this was Jazz at South High, and I hope you'll come back and hear us again next month.
Week.
Week?
I think. See ya.
Peace out.